brothers and sisters, and particularly those with whom grief is keeping company. The Requiem I heard being sung from Independence Square in Kyiv brings these thoughts about how class, the state, creates chaos. Of course, this is the opposite from what we're taught. In fact, everything we're told under the regime of rule from the ethos of the state about how our society is arranged is upside down, because power must hide, must divert our eyes to survive. So class, the state, doesn't protect us from chaos. It creates chaos. And I'm using the word as we're taught to, not as it is, to keep us at each other's throats, because it knows that when that day arrives, when we refuse to be divided, and when we embrace each other at last and reject narrow patriotism and therefore class, the curse of chaos is past. Class, the exclusive access of the few to prized resources, creates chaos, using nationalism to get us to do its work of division, unleashing a host of ills: anger, secrecy, greed, mistrust, sabotage, betrayal, duplicity, spying, underhand dealing, fear, doubt, sadness, insecurity. It creates the very things it claims it holds at bay. While telling us it battles chaos by organizing the world into packages, beginning with these individual bodies we walk around in, on up to the states that try to keep us in our places, hoping to suppress or finesse the resulting anger that flows in its wake, while telling us this is the chaos that we make, which they then use as excuse for their continuous drive to control all life, as the globe entire is the ultimate end of its demand for orderliness. And here Plan C kicks in. C for catastrophe. Last week we called attention to Plan A: promote rule of the best as propaganda. And then Plan B: mislead dissent. Try to convince everyone it's about just the market. But when the people see through them, start seeing through the lens of truth, plans A and B, as in Kyiv, then herd them together and unleash plan C. Because chaos is power's reason to be. And no discussion of democracy is complete until we consider what that means. Examine more closely this plan C. And so what better follow-up could there be to our master teacher of class and strategy, Miklos Nieslik, than Keith Lowe's Savage Continent, Europe in the Aftermath of World War II, because he shows how power, the state, systematically sows the seeds of chaos, disharmony, discord, disunity, betrayal, and despair. And when you look at these key strategies for keeping the people asleep, none of them is official state ideology, yet all states depend on them to augment patriotism. When the official state ideology, be it democracy or communism or socialism, wears thin, the individual state is the wrong frame, we said in Palmer's chat. Fascism was systematically sown across Europe. And as Goring said, if they'd succeeded, they'd be deemed the masters of men. But they didn't. And power once again tempered its ideal with its possible, backed away from this failed attempt, and gave its chiefs their marching orders to bide their time until circumstances became more propitious. Not just by the coming to fruition of their established trends, and I'm thinking here of their use of financial instruments and institutions, but by making full use of all they've learned over the centuries about breeding. My personal belief is that a lot of state executions in the streets of Kyiv and wherever the people see through the cons are targeted. And this brings to mind another example of shadow direction of the state. Solar radiation management was one we looked at recently. And this is another one. The borrowing of U.S. police of a tactic from the Israeli military, which we saw here locally in the suppression of the Occupy movement, i.e. the targeted firing of tear gas canisters in which members of Iraq Veterans Against the War were targeted. We the people, obviously, don't approve of this. And this tactic of targeting isn't something with which the entire police force is complicit, just the opposite. Shadow, by definition, means small and hidden, clandestine infiltration. But the entire force will get the blame and the people's passion against them inflamed. And we're back at each other's throats again.